بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, chapter 36 of the glorious Quran. قال الله تعالى in verse number 5, تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. This is a revelation sent down by Allah, the Almighty, the Most Merciful. تنزيل is an infinitive. نزل ينزل تنزيل, derived from نزل ينزل, the present, تنزيل, an infinitive. And the Quran is revealed in stages, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 106. وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. And it is a Quran which we have divided into parts in order that you might recite it to men as at intervals. And we have revealed it by stages. Sometimes we read in the Quran verses referring to the Quran as revealed as a whole. In this case, it refers to the end, meaning after the completion of its revelation by stages. The like of this is نزول المطر, the rainfall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes says وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. نَزَّلْنَا, نزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا, as in Surah Qaf 50 verse 9. And sometimes he says أنزل من السماء, and we send down blessed water from the sky. And sometimes he says أنزل من السماء. So when the rain falls, comes down in stages, gradually, it is referred to as أنزل أو نزلنا. I'm sorry, نزلنا rather. We send down. And when it refers to the completion of its sending, meaning at end, Allah says anzala min as-sama, as in Surah Ar-Ra'd 13:17, anzala min as-sama. So nazzalna in stages, in portions, etc. Anzala referring to the end. He sends down water from the sky. Allah says in this verse in Surah Yasin, this is in terms of tanzeel. Tanzeel al-aziz al-rahim. Al-aziz al-rahim. The Almighty. Al-Aziz is one of Allah's names. And Al-Izzah, might, has three meanings. Izzatul Qadr, Izzatul Qadr, the might of rank. Wa Izzatul Qahr, the might of subduing. Wa Izzatul Imtina', the might of being unapproachable. So the third is Izzatul Imtina', the might of being unapproachable. So Izzatul Qadr, the Izzah of rank, meaning that he subhanahu wa ta'ala has a high rank and a great and magnificent rank. And the other, Izzatul Qahr, meaning he is the one who subdues everything by his might, and who is mighty in his revenge. And Izzatul Imtina, meaning that he is most powerful, most mighty. None will prevail against him. None is like unto him, the unapproachable. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahim, Tanzeelul Aziz. Now Tanzeel, we explained what it means. And Al-Aziz, we explained what it meant, what it means. And now Ar-Rahim, we discussed that earlier. And Ar-Rahim here is general, most merciful, not particularized. It refers to Ar-Rahma Al-Amma, the general mercy, most comprehensive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rahimun bi khalqihi kullihim. He is most merciful to all of his creation. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Hud 11 verse 6, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And no moving, living creature is there on earth, but its provision is due from Allah. Even the kafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the intellect, the health, the children, the wealth, the wives. But this is the general mercy. This is the general mercy. However, the particular mercy, that is only for the believers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, restricted to the believers in Surah Al-Ahzab 33 verse 43. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So this is the explanation of تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Quran, that it is a revelation from Al-Aziz Ar-Rahim. What about this combination of these two names? Al-Aziz, the mighty, the one who subdues, the one who is unapproachable, and then Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. In this combination of these two names, of Allah's names, there is an indication that it is an obligation to act in accordance with the revelation in the Quran. And that the one who does not act accordingly, then he is going to face Al-Aziz, the Almighty, and Ar-Rahim. In this combination of these two names, there is indication in it that this Quran which Allah revealed is necessitated by His mercy, is necessitated by His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy towards His creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send a mercy upon His creation greater than the revelation and sending down of the Quran, because therein is the life of the hearts and of the bodies, and the individual and the social life. So therefore, there is a warning for those who oppose the Quran, a warning that it came down from Al-Aziz, who revenges from those who oppose him, and from the one who is Rahim, most merciful, indicating that this Quran is necessitated by his mercy. This is the meaning of this verse, Tanzeel Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. And as you have heard, the benefits or the meaning and the indications in having the combination of these two names linked to the revelation, the Quran. Revelation, meaning the Quran, sent down by Almighty, Almighty, the Most Merciful. The benefits of this verse. Number one, the Quran is sent down, a revelation sent down from Allah Azza wa Jal. Second, it is deduced that the Quran is the speech of Allah, uncreated speech of Allah. Thirdly, it affirms, this verse affirms the transcendence of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above creation. Because he said, Tanzeel al-Aziz, the revelation sent down, and the sending down cannot occur except from above. And the matter of ulu, the transcendence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is proven by the book and by the sunnah and by the consensus and by the intellect and by the innate nature. All are proofs for the ulu of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this regard, the proofs from the Quran, the sunnah, the ijma', the aql, the intellect, and the fitra, the innate nature, are presented in a special article on this subject called Al-Ulu, the transcendence, and it is on the site, so you inshallah ta'ala may refer to it for more benefits. Number four. Benefit number four. Affirmation of two of Allah's names, Al-Aziz and Ar-Rahim. And these names, the affirmation of these names also affirm what they comprise from the attribute and from the signs and influences of the mercy. Fifth benefit, of this verse, warning those who oppose the Quran, since Allah added the tanzeel, added the revelation sent down, He added it to His name Al-Aziz. So if it is said that this came from Al-Aziz, the Almighty, and therefore this indicates that there is a warning to those who oppose, because it came from an Almighty, from the Almighty. So beware. Sixthly, the Quran, rather the entire Sharia, all of it, is from the signs of His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if someone asks the question, where is the mercy in cutting the hand of the thief? Where is the mercy in stoning the married adulterer and in killing the killer? And so forth. The answer is, mercy in all of these cases is clearly apparent. Cutting the hands of the thief, there is mercy to him in that, and also to others. As to the mercy to him, because this is a deterrence for him not to do this again. And also, this punishment is an expiation for his sin. Because these legally assigned punishments are expiations. Also in this, there is correcting of the affairs of the society and protection against chaos. So all of this is mercy. And this applies to the rest of legal penalties and punishments, that they are rahmah from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in verse number 6, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. This revelation, in order that you may warn a people whose forefathers were not warned, so they are heedless. We'll stop here, inshallah ta'ala, till tomorrow to continue the explanation of this verse. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.